Not feeling very well. if anybody saw the hit, that wasn't an easy one to take. And he had done a pretty good job the whole game, and our offensive line had done a pretty good job of keeping him clean the whole game. But that was a situation where he sort of needed to take one for the team, and he did. Kept that ball alive, got his receivers time to get down in the end zone, and helped us make a play right there. Probably too early to tell. I mean, it's unlikely that he's going to play. I said that yesterday. But we'll see. I mean, if it's a deal that if it gets better in a couple of days and it's not as painful, then he'll be able to get out there.
What was the scene like, you know, in that last sequence there after the hit, when he came off, when he went back in, and just what do you think that whole thing did for the team as far as his stature with the rest of the guys?
Well, there was a play the week before against Minnesota. We were getting beat by a few scores late in the fourth quarter, and he had a third down scramble, and he obviously wasn't going to get the first down, but rather than run out of bounds, he sort of put his head down and got about an extra yard on the sideline. And I think things like that, things like the last play of the Cleveland game, that just speaks what kind of competitor Matt is. His teammates already knew that about him. He didn't need to prove himself in those ways to them. They see him every day. They see him in practice field. They see him in the weight room. They see him in the meeting room. But it probably, maybe let a few other people around the country know what kind of competitor he is when they see plays like that.
Are you able to take a step back during a situation like that and think, boy, not only is my quarterback talented, not only does he try hard, but he's got that little something extra? Do you allow yourself to think in those terms?
We wouldn't have drafted him if we felt differently about him. We knew he had that kind of temperament, that kind of, that whole package, so to speak. And it didn't take a genius to see that he could throw the football, but it was his intelligence, his competitiveness, his toughness that stood out. He had a very young offensive line his last couple of years when he was at Georgia. And never once complained about it, went out there and slung the ball, and he's done the same thing here. We had great confidence in his toughness.
How's that, Calvin Johnson?
Sore, just like anybody. I mean, if any NFL team at this point in the season had to release a practice or do a practice schedule for a Monday after a Sunday game, I mean, just about everybody that played in the game would have a hard time completing a practice. Calvin's no different. He's dealt with some injuries this year, but he's gotten better and better. And I think you saw a breakout game from him. He set his career high in yards in that game. But he's sore after the game, and he probably won't do much this whole week. But we'll see when it gets to Thursday. How full speed he's going to be, and or how much up to speed he'll be, and whether he'll be able to go.
Jim, how do you feel your program's kind of just taking root here this season?
Really not worried about that, to tell you the truth. We try to rather than focusing on whether program's taking root or what kind of progress we're making, try to focus on doing what we can to win the next game and trying to focus totally on that. And we'll leave that other stuff till the after the season stuff. When we can sort of take a retrospective and look back over the whole season. We don't have time to do that stuff now, even a normal week, much less a short week. So, as you say, we're focused on the next opponent. We'll leave that other stuff to everybody else to critique until the season's over. Then we'll get a real hard look where we are as a team.
How much do you take from the previous meeting with the Packers a few weeks back heading into the Thanksgiving game here?
Well, we didn't play very well in that game. I mean, other than red zone defense, where we did a pretty good job, we played probably our worst game of the year against Green Bay. And they're a really good team, and that's a tough place to play. So it gives us a little bit more resolve. It's our only chance to be on national television. And our players realize the significance of that and how important that is. And they want to make up for that game up in Lambeau. So, there's carryover anytime you play an opponent twice. They're a little bit more familiar with you. You're a little bit more familiar with them. It becomes a little bit more of a personnel matchup rather than a scheme matchup. Our players are anxious to get back out there.
Jim,
You mentioned that playing in front of the national crowd on Thursday. Is that a motivational tool? Is there an extra buzz going around about being in front of the entire country?
Yeah, there always is. You know, if you play a Sunday night game, Monday night game, any game where there's, no other game on at that time, it's important. It's a great tradition here in Detroit. 1934 was the first time this game was played on Thanksgiving, and I think it was the first ever national radio broadcast. So there's a lot of things that are, traditional about this game. Our players realize it. It's important to this team. It's important to this city. It's just, when I was a kid, I remember watching Detroit Lions play on Thanksgiving Day. So, it's a cool thing for players, not just because it's nationally televised, but because of the great tradition involved with this game.
Is that something you had to talk about, considering, half of your roster wasn't there last year?
Oh, no doubt. We definitely talked about it. And it's, it's something that, a lot of players are young. A lot of players, half of our roster, if you mentioned, Joe Montana, they might have a hard time putting that in context. Joe Montana was a guy they saw just on, maybe some highlight films or something like that. A couple Super Bowl retrospectives. You have to bring things up to guys and explain the importance and where they are. I mean, we turned over half the roster from last year. A lot of these guys have never played in a Thanksgiving Day game. So it was important for us to explain the significance of this game.
You think the Packer defensive dynamic will change without Kampman and Harris at all?
So anytime you lose starters, you're going to have adjustments. They're a deep team. They have good cover guys that can step in at nickel, and they run a lot of three-corner packages this year anyway. So I think they're equipped to be able to handle that. And they have really good depth at linebacker also. Anytime that you run a 3-4, you're going to have a lot of linebackers on your roster, guys that play special teams and, using a lot of different roles. So they have, they have guys that can replace them. Now, those two guys are Pro Bowl-type players. So, it's not just fitting somebody in, it's replacing the talent. I think their schemes will probably stay the same, but, anytime you have great players like that, you're going to miss them in some respect.
Jim, what does a win like last Sunday do for your team, not just the way you pulled it out at the end, but coming back down three touchdowns early and all that?
Yeah, that was important to us. We found a lot of ways to lose games this year, and it was important for us to find a way to win one. We had been up 17-0 at Seattle, and I mentioned what a difficult place Lambeau is to play, and Seattle's, every bit as tough. And we have a 17-0 lead and took the crowd out of the game and then allowed them to get a long kickoff return and then give up a touchdown. All of a sudden, it's 17-7, and they're right back in the game. We learned from that experience. We learned from the negative side of that experience of how having a nice lead like that, how quickly it can go away. So our guys knew that it could be done. We were down. We needed to stop the bleeding on defense and get them stopped. We did. And we needed to score a touchdown on offense. And we did. Next thing you know, it's 24-24. And we're going to scrap the rest of the game. It's back and forth the rest of the game. And great football game to watch. But anytime you win, there's a little bit of confidence that comes from that. And there's lessons that can be learned. Those are a little bit easier lessons to learn when you're on the winning side rather than the losing side.
You mentioned watching Thanksgiving football growing up and everything. Any one particular game or memory that stands out in your mind from watching football that day?
The biggest one I remember, and I don't understand why, but it was the coin flip overtime game. The heads tails call, but just because it was so unusual. The Thanksgiving Day game, the Detroit game always came on first, and, you had family showing up. Turkey wasn't ready yet, and everybody was sort of sitting around watching that. The Cowboys played later in the day, and that was always interrupted by everybody eating dinner and having dessert and things like that. So